just keep on moving. Now remember, all charter flights leave on time today. So if you ain't on it, that's too damn bad, Jeff Fever. You got to kick it with all that staff, Fever. Come here, Jeff Fever.
You don't have to.
But you hear me telling you about the charter flight.
All right, okay.
You just hold on.
All right.
That's the problem with you young girls today. Don't want to listen to the old man when he say wait, because the charter flights leave on time.
Okay, I'm ready. All right, just search me.
Well, I am going to search you if you give me a chance. You might want to slow down back there, Red Farm.
Gina, would you shut up? What? I didn't say
well, just the way your attitude
is. I'm sorry.
You are not the best in line. Turn around here and pay attention to the person who's searching you, girl.
Okay.
Turn around there, girl. Damn, there, girl. You done blew up my damn super sonic thing. You hiding something back there in your cargo area, ain't you, that girl? Look like you're smuggling two beach balls in your cargo area, that girl. That gets you 2 to 5, girl.
What
2 to 5, you going down.
Excuse me.
What is
excuse
it?
Me.
What is it?
Sir.
What is it?
Look.
What you got to tell me?
My fiance is already on the plane. He's holding her seat, okay? We're waiting. We're late.
I don't care nothing about no marriage or a fiance. That is pornication.
We're on our way to get married.
What?
We're on our way to get married.
Oh, that's a blessed
Thank
event.
You.
I don't give a damn, girl. Now, that is fornication.
What a what?
You going down today, that's going to get you 2 to 5.
I'll
say that. I'll 2 to 5.
Excuse me, sir. What's the hold up?
What do you mean, what the hold up, bro? You don't just step up like, oh, that's supposed to be scared of you, what? Just because you got a head like a bullet don't make you a big guy. You want some of me, Bob?
Okay, I just want to tell you that we're in a hurry, okay? We don't have any weapons on us. Just stop, okay?
Damn man in a hurry. Oh, this will break you down, boy. Call me out. Chuck it down. Hold on, man. Hold on. You wait right here, man. Don't you move. I don't want you moving. I don't want nobody moving. Soon as I get out, these folks done pull me right back in there. Okay, get Air Force, Navy, everybody down here. We got problems.
Hang it, partner. Bam. All right.
Tip.
Tip? Tip your ass on up out of here. Where you tip it. As much as this hotel room cost, the tip should be in your salary, man.
You wrong, and you know you're
wrong. I'm wrong, man. You run back for tip. You like that?
Martin,
is this what you want, baby?
So nice, baby.
Yeah.
We should have just skipped all that drama and gotten married right here in the first place.
Yes, we but hey, this is you.
Oh, look at this cute little refrigerator. It's so small. I think you could reach the top shelf on this one.
I probably can. Now, why don't you see if there's some chuck wagon in there for you, all right? Now, back up off me, okay?
Baby, who's that? Nobody knows we're here.
Wait a minute. Hello? Who there?
Oh, man, see this
hotel reminds me of the one in Paris. You know, first class all the way.
Oh, let me see. Look, we got free lotion and free shampoo.
Shampoo? Why don't you just send your wig out to the cleaners, fam? Don't get it all caught up with the shampoo type stuff. I don't
Martin.
Think that's what you want. You know?
Baby, you know what?
Yeah.
This is how I always pictured my wedding. Simple, peaceful, and relaxed.
You like
it? Yo, check it out. Look, check this out. Stop that. Look, they got a spa here.
Ooh.
You know, I'm going to get me a massage.
A massage is a good idea.
Yeah.
It'll get you all loosened up for that bullfight tonight. I'm saying the bull.
Let's go see.
Fine.
Let's see the view.
I'm with my wife today.
Look at the
view. It ain't even an argument. I'm with my wife. Oh, this is swampy.
Ooh. Hey, look at that.
Oh, it's so beautiful. What a beautiful beach. Look down there, you guys. Look at all those men snorkeling.
Hey, wait a minute. Men don't snorkel on their backs, Gina.
Wait. There ain't no damn snorkeler. It's a nude beach, baby. Put your drawers on. Yeah. Well, look, Reverend Watson, I know it's going to be beautiful. And I want to thank you, you know, for hooking me and my baby up. I mean, that's very nice of you. And look, we'll see you out there in a couple of hours. We'll be ready. Oh, yeah. Appreciate it. Thank you, Reverend.
Hey.
What's
happening? Is everything all set?
Everything's all set, boo. Now check this out. They're gonna send a limo to pick us up, right?
Uh-huh.
But the Reverend is gonna get his nephew to sing for us at the wedding.
His nephew?
Yeah.
Can he sing, maybe?
Oh no, they say the boy bad. Oh, they say the boy get angry. They say the vocals. They say he there. You know. Don't worry about it, it's gonna be cool. You're gonna get everything you wanted.
Martin, right? I really wish our families could have been here.
Yeah. Well, you know, Mama gonna drop kick me in the chest when she catch me. That's an ass whooping I gladly take for you, though, baby.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You know what, Martin?
What's that?
We're really gonna do this. Are you nervous?
Yeah. I mean, you know, I'm a little nervous about the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
But I ain't got no doubt about spending the rest of my life with you. This I know.
Oh. You know what? From the exact moment I met you, I knew you were the one for me, Martin. Well, maybe not the exact moment. It did take a couple of days. As a matter of fact, you were on my nerves for the first couple of days. You were.
Well, you know, it took me a minute to get used to your dome. It just took a little while for me to get around it, but hey.
I kind of grew into it.
Yes, you did, and I love it. It's beautiful. You know what I mean? Huh?
I love you. I love you so much.
I love, girl.
Hey, no honeymoon right now. No. You just hold your horses.
Damn.
Come on, Martin. You don't want to be late for your own wedding. Man, just look at
us.
We are two good-looking brothers.
Yeah, I do look good, don't I?
Check the strip.
You better walk that walk. You better walk.
Yeah.
You know what? I haven't seen you dressed like this
since
you're on your way to the prom.
But the only difference is I'm getting busy right after this, bro.
That's gonna be my wife. I'm him. You know what I mean? That ain't gonna
happen. Man, we have been rolling together for a long time.
Yeah, youngins, man.
Yes, youngins. I have watched you grow from a boy to a man. Proud of you, bro. Your brother's forever, man.
Thanks, Tom, man. Thank you, brother.
Yeah.
Thank you, man.
Yeah.
You all right over there, Tom?
You know, just sinuses, you know.
How about you? You all right?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, you.
I'm cooler than a bug.
Look, man, I'm about ready to marry this woman.
All right. Look, I'm going to go get the elevator, all right?
Yeah. Do that.
All right,
bro. Thanks, bro. All right.
Yeah?
Gina, baby.
Hey.
Look, I'm about to head down to the beach, make sure everything's straight. You cool?
Yeah, I'm cool.
Yeah?
Yeah. I can't wait for you to see the dress, baby. It looks beautiful.
Hey, I bet you look beautiful.
I love you.
I love you. I'll see you down there, all right?
Okay.
All right, I love you.
I love you too.
All right. Ready to do this. Damn, gonna be the last time I get my boogie on from a married man. Better go on big boogie by myself real quick. I do.
Okay, I think they're gone, girl. Okay. Come on, Coast.
Girl, you gotta help me get this headpiece on. We gotta hurry up and get to the beach. Pam, I know the limo driver is here by now.
Okay, just relax. You keep shaking.
Okay, Pam, I can't help it. I am so nervous. I can't believe this day is finally here.
Me either, girl. You know what? You and Martin have been through so many different changes.
And I have to thank you, Pam, because through it all, you have always been there for me. You're like a sister to me.
You are too, G. But don't ever tell Martin I said this, but I think you two make a great couple, and I'm very, very happy for you.
You too?
Yep.
Thank you.
You my girl.
Mine too.
But just promise me one thing.
What?
Don't have any kids. I mean, it's got to stop somewhere.
Stop it! Shut up!
Just kidding. You know what? I'm going to open me up one of these $10 cans of soda.
Please don't do that. You know how expensive those things are.
Sure. You only get married once. And besides, small bunion is pain. We're sisters, remember? Sisters?
You do realize that now that you and Gina get married, it puts the pressure on me to ask Pam the big question.
Hey, I want to ask Pam a big question. Was she born in a nest or a cave, man?
You always start with it.
All right, I got to tell you. Look, I know that I joke on Pam a lot and I mess with Pam a lot, but I gotta tell you, I know you got yourself a good woman there, man.
Well, thanks, bruh.
Don't tell her I said it.
Because
you don't mind. Too bad Cole couldn't make it.
You know, it's just like Cole to go on the wrong damn flight. Oh! Hey.
All right, now that's funny. Well, stop playing with the brakes in this elevator, dog.
There are no brakes on the elevator.
What?
Tom, just relax.
Tell me this elevator's not stuck, Tom.
Okay. Elevator's not stuck.
Then why ain't no numbers moving, man?
What am I gonna do, Pam?
Gina, okay, maybe you can wear that new bikini you just bought.
Don't play with me. This is my wedding day. Don't play with me.
I mean, come on, Gina. After all, it is white.
Pam, Martin is probably down at the beach waiting on me, thinking I stood him up.
Gina, would you please stop stressing, okay? I'm sure that this man is gonna get the stain out. But besides that, even if he doesn't, it's not about the dress. Okay, it's about you marrying the man that you love, girl.
Okay, you're right. It's not about the dress. I'd marry Martin in a towel if I had to.
See, that's the spirit, girl.
Whoops.
Be calm. It's okay. I need to take this time out to beat his ass.
No, ma'am. Okay, Martin, calm down. Okay, calm down. All right, everything was gonna work itself out. All right?
Nah.
What do you mean?
This is a sign, man.
Oh, Martin, come on, man.
Look, Tommy, maybe this is a big mistake, okay?
What?
Maybe it's just not the time for old Marty Marr, man. They ain't ready to put me in the marriage thing,
ridiculous,
man. Look, what if Gina don't love me for me,
Martin,
Tommy?
This is crazy, okay? It's crazy. And you know that Gina don't want you for your money because you ain't got none.
Look, Tommy, we gotta get out this elevator. How do you tell me how we gonna get out?
Everybody gonna think I'm standing her up, man. Just relax, okay? It'll be fine.
Don't worry. Everything's gonna be all right.
What? I didn't say anyone get a man in me.
That's the man upstairs, man.
It's not no man upstairs. Look, man, it's the elevator man.
That's what I said, man. He's upstairs. He should have his ass downstairs. Getting us out of here, man. Step on down when you make me late. Come on.
Brother Payne.
How are you?
How do you feel?
I feel good.
Yes.
Glad to meet you, sir.
Good to see you.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Ready to do this.
Are you ready?
Right here?
Yes. Are you ready?
Oh, I'm ready.
You got the ring?
Do I have it? Oh, no, I got the ring.
You got
sure
the ring.
I get it? I figure I'll hold
this. Oh, okay. This is good.
You are so beautiful. Yes, to me, yes. You are so beautiful, darling. Yes, to me. Can't you see? Can't you see?
Stop!
Everything I hope for. And you're everything I need. And you. Can count on me from here to eternity.
Gina, will you marry me?
Yes, Martin. Yes.
So beautiful of me.
His nephew is Babyface, and he's singing at our wedding, baby.
No. Are you two ready?
Yeah, you. I know I am ready. You look beautiful, babe.
Thank you. Thank you, Martin. Pam's got skills with a needle and thread.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today in celebration of this marriage, this sacred union, Martin Payne and Gina Waters, two lovely young people who have prepared their own vows. Sister Gina.
I, Gina, take you, Martin, to be my husband. To love, honor, and respect you. I am yours and only yours forever and a day.
Brother Martin.
I, Martin, take you, Gina, to be my wife. To love, honor, and respect you forever. I'm proud to say you are mine, and I'm prouder to say I'm yours.
Will you now exchange rings? With these vows, and by the power vested in me, I now pronounce you husband and wife. You may now kiss your beautiful bride.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Love you.
Mm-hmm. Love you, too.
Love you.
Can count on me from here to eternity. You will always, always be. So